Josh Turner on Q Country and all over me. 6:50, breakfast with Bark, 6 degrees, on our way to a high of 17 today. It is a Tuesday that feels like a Monday, which still means Fred Patterson from CanadianThinker.com joins me. How was the long weekend, Freddie P?
It was beautiful, absolutely stunning.
You had the weather we had the week before, because it was like in the, what, the 30s down in Ontario?
Yeah, today it's going to be 31 degrees in southern Ontario. Tomorrow, 34 Celsius. The entire long weekend was just beautiful.
Well, I could see my breath Sunday morning here because it was like zero and it went up to a high of 5.
My goodness gracious me. It was like midsummer in southern Ontario all weekend.
Well, I had to go into the superstition file yesterday on Facebook. They had this application where you could make a Philadelphia Flyers classic jersey. So I made a Bernie Parent and put it up for good luck to, you know, for the Flyers last night. And we've got a Chicago Philly Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, isn't it? You got to love those Blackhawks. Personally, I don't think it's going to be much of a series.
Okay.
Barks, I think Chicago might do to Philly what they did to San Jose.
Sweep them.
You know, yeah, it's all a question of matchups. You know, after Montreal knocked out Pittsburgh and Washington, everybody thought, oh, no problem with Philadelphia. There were a lot of people that thought that. But it's matchups. Montreal did not match up well against Philadelphia, and I don't think the Flyers are going to match up well against Chicago. Chicago has Montreal speed, but they also have size and toughness. So I'm sorry. I can't see the Flyers winning a game. Isn't that crazy?
Well, you know what? You never know, of course. Like, this is the time that Chris Pronger earns his paycheck. Now he's in a final again. He turned it up when he was with the Oilers when they lost to Carolina. We'll see if it's a different Chris Pronger, because some of the games against the Habs, he wasn't even noticed out there.
No, exactly. You know, and this is what his, did you say his third shot at a Stanley Cup final?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was in one with Edmonton. And then he won with Anaheim.
Yep. Now I'm going to look at how about Hosha? You're thinking with the Blackhawks, he might finally win one after leaving Pittsburgh and losing, leaving Detroit and losing. You know, this could be three in a row for him if the Flyers could pull off a miracle.
Well, I like his chances, and I'm very surprised at Marian Hossa, because to hear his teammates talk about him, when they gave him, you know, $60 million over 5 years or whatever the ridiculous contract was he got. No, I guess $60 million over 12 years, yeah. What am I saying? I couldn't believe it. But to hear it's consistent. All his teammates, they talk about the Marian Hossa that you don't notice on the ice, the defensive guy. He's very conscious that way, and he's a good teammate, a good dressing room guy. So, you know, he may have hit the jackpot on this one. I think he has.
Well, I'll tell you what. You look at the Blackhawks. They're young. They're hungry. You've got Kane. You've got Taze. You've got Niemi in goal. You know, we're not talking the old days of the Makitas and Hulls here, but I still think the energy in that. But when they eliminated the Sharks the other night, just when that final buzzer went in Chicago, they call it what, the Madhouse on Madison?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Unbelievable home crowd.
It is, and I mean, that's going to work to their advantage. But, I mean, the Flyers have that as well.
Yep.
This series is just going to come down to flat-out talent, and I don't think the Flyers can match the Blackhawks. As a matter of fact, if the Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup, you know, we're not used to dynasties anymore in the NHL that has such great parity, but I'm telling you, if the Hawks win the Cup this year, what's to stop them next year and the year after? I mean, really, they're young and...
Yeah, they're not getting older.
No, what a fabulous hockey team. Like, really, this could be one of those unique situations in the NHL now.
Now, of course, with the cooler weather here, we had a couple of people email us about, they have charcoal barbecues. They like the old school, and they say it's rather tough when it's 5 degrees out to keep the heat going. Is there any way you can build something around a charcoal barbecue to keep the heat in?
No, that's no excuse. 5 degrees is fine with a charcoal barbecue. Are you kidding me?
Well, hey, I'm just reading you what was sent to me for your question this week.
No, you just, you know, what you do is you pyramid it, if you know what I mean, and then you put your fluid on and then let it soak in and then just light a match and wait it out. I mean, when it's 5 degrees, I mean, that's a great time to have a charcoal barbecue, because it could also act as a campfire or a fire, you know. It gives you something to do. It gives you a focus, because you're not swimming or playing Frisbee. So you just huddle around that charcoal barbecue and wait her out, wait till she gets nice and gray, those coals, and then, boy, there's nothing like natural charcoal barbecue.
Oh, it's a great flavor, and even if you throw some mesquite chips in there on top, right?
Yes. Yes, my boy, you're talking. What I do is every summer, at least once, I do a boneless leg of lamb.
Mm.
And I just lay it on the grill. Like, I don't put it on the spit or the rotisserie or anything. I just grab the thing, I throw it on the grill, and I just keep turning it over the natural charcoal, and it's a thing of beauty. You can't cook her too long, though, because, you know, that lamb has that tipping point where if you leave it on just a little too long, it loses that redness, the juiciness. I like mine medium rare, so you don't want to do that.
And lamb is a meat you can serve medium rare without any problems.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. A little mint sauce.
Oh, you're making me drool here. Okay, my friend, yeah. We'll check in with you next week.
Barks, I'm loving you.